gathering this morning, begin reading verse number 1 from St. Luke 4. If you would please stand for the reading of God's word as we reverence his word today. In St. Luke 4 and 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Into those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. The devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kings of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, I shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, I shall not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Verse 14, And Jesus returned in the power, praise God, in the power of the Spirit. Now, if you look back, what did the devil say unto him? In verse 6, the devil first said unto him, All this power will I give thee. But what happened here in verse 14, that when Jesus returned, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Now, Satan is the god of this world. He is the prince of the air. He has power to seduce people and even possess people. But this is not the power I want to preach about this morning. I want to preach no more what Jesus, when he was first led into the wilderness, being full of the Holy Ghost, that this same power, that he returned in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, praise God. Have you been endued with that power from on high? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus returned in the power. Say it with me this morning. Power of the Spirit, praise God. Power of the Spirit, amen. Praise God. Will you pray with me and for me that God will help us and manifest himself here today. Father, amen, through the unction of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we need thee. Being thy servant within myself, I'm nothing. But I come to uplift Christ and to give praise and thanks and glory to your name. For in thy kingdom there is power, Lord. Amen, Lord, through thy word there is power. And Lord, we're thankful for that today through the power of the Holy Ghost that is upon us, Lord, amen, with a great anointing that we can bring forth this word of life. God, we acknowledge you this morning that you're God. Amen, it's looking down upon this church, thanking you for what you have bestowed upon us. But Lord, when it comes forth to breaking the word of life, amen, this is the time that we should reverence and look to you, that you shall speak to our hearts in such a time that we need to accept the word of God. Amen. Lord, we need instruction. We need help. Amen. We need a touch from thee, O God. Only you know what we're facing. Only you know, Lord, how we struggle from week to week and how we face, amen, things with the adversary. But glory be to God, this power, Lord, that we need today. Lord, manifest it here today in this service. And what is ever accomplished, we will forevermore praise thee. And everyone that loved the Lord said, Amen. You may be seated. Saints of God, this is a powerful scripture here. Amen. In these verses of Scripture, 16 verses, I believe it is, that I read to you concerning Jesus Christ being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Being full of the Holy Ghost. You know, I think about John the Baptist also being full of the Holy Ghost. He came into this world, amen, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I was preaching not too long ago in a Baptist church. Amen. And therefore, amen, through the power that I felt there in that service, through the great anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost, I come to know, even though, amen, a church may be, amen, labeled a denominational church, whether it be Baptist or Presbyterian or Methodist or Pentecostal or whatever it may be. Amen. But there's one thing about it. John the Baptist, and what some Baptist folks returned, amen, say about him, that he was Baptist. Amen. He was full of the Holy Ghost. That's one thing we can say. Amen. Amen. So I guess he's a Pentecostal Baptist. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Or Free Will Baptist. Amen. Amen. We know through the Fundamental Baptist and the Missionary Baptist, many believe in the spiritual power, but not be endued from the power from on high that indwells within the temple of God. And that's what people need to see, church. When I go places, I say, listen here, I desire to preach the full gospel and the very intent to know that through the book of Acts, from the very beginning, even at the church of Antioch, amen, this power of the Holy Ghost was given and poured out upon the saints of God, no more in the upper room when they had gathered together and all had received this power from on high. He said, now you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria and Judea and even to Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts of the earth, which is right here in Anderson, South Carolina. Amen. So I'm glad to know that that same Holy Ghost, amen, it was indwelling the apostles back at that time. From the very beginning of the book of Acts, we read that there was a great power that was poured out even upon Peter, being full of the Holy Ghost, that when he would pass by, even his very shadow, amen, would overshadow people, that they were healed of whatever sickness and disease that they had. And I'm glad to know, saints of God, that this same power that was with these apostles, amen, is no more what Jesus was teaching his disciples. He said, it's expedient I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Amen. Which my Father shall send in my name. He shall come to reprove sin and righteousness and of judgment. And I'm glad to know that he does that. I'm glad to know he's the Spirit of truth that shall lead men in all truth. And I'm glad to know he's the teacher and the preacher and the abider in my soul. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to know that same Holy Ghost, Brother Joel, is here this morning. That same power that was upon Christ is upon us. That same indwelling is in us today. If John the Baptist could say, amen, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, but it goes farther than that, amen. He said, there's one coming after me that's mightier than I, whose shoes latcheth. I'm not worthy to bow down and unloose. I'll indeed baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with the fire. Amen, glory to God. I'm glad to know that the Holy Ghost comes with fire. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes with a great power of fire, amen, with a great anointing, amen, that breaks the yoke. And I'm glad to know that yoke of sin that I was under, amen, that same Holy Ghost conviction brought me to an altar. That same Spirit that sanctified me holy, and that same Spirit that baptized me in the Holy Ghost and with the fire. Amen, praise God. Amen. Fire consumes. We think of the Holy Ghost fire that consumes us. Amen. To make us a firehouse for God. Amen. We need that great, amen, power and a great anointing of the Holy Ghost upon us in this last day, church. Listen, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, he was led by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit that we can be called the sons of God. Amen. We can cry out, Abba, Father. Amen. To the one that's looking down upon us, knowing that there's great anointing and power. Amen. He desires to give each and every one of us. Amen. It's our Father's good pleasure. Amen. Not only to give us the kingdom, church. Amen. And amen. To give the Holy Ghost to all them to ask him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we need. We need that power. Amen. And when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, Haman, he was tempted of the devil for 40 days. We know he prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And through that hour of temptation, church, that's what we got to see our need for. Haman is to be slain on the altar somewhere or another, even trying to overcome the obstacles of life and all the temptations and the lures of Satan and all the things that we face, that when the tempter comes to us, we got to see our need to submit. That's what he said in James, what for and once submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. If you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And therefore, when the tempter, that adversary that comes to us, listen. Oh, yes, he's stalking each and every one of us. He knows the things that we're doing for the kingdom of heaven. He knows, amen, the avenues that surround us, that we're trying to, amen, make those avenues of spiritual things. But he's trying to, amen, to cause us to have a stumbling block or occasion to fall in our way, to hinder us from the various spiritual things that we're trying to do. Amen, to benefit the kingdom. But I'm telling you, I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you love him there? Church, let's give him a good hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Being full of the Holy Ghost, being led by the Spirit. That's what God desires for each and every one of us here, to be led by the Spirit. Amen. We know what the flesh and what kind of battle that is. Listen, amen. There's one thing I can say. You know how people, Christians, say many times, the devil this and the devil that and the devil this and devil that. I know that we have an adversary that hinders us, and I know what he's trying to do, and I know we face him. But listen, I have more trouble with this flesh than I do the devil. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's why we need to keep this whole man crucified with all the affections and the lust. Amen. Come on now. That's why Paul could say, I die daily. Why? Amen. I'm dying out to self. I'm dying out to self. That's what I need to do, is to keep the old man crucified. And to walk in the newness of life and know what the Spirit brings to the child of God. Amen. I have spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see. Amen. What God is trying to do for us and the last day church is trying to give us some kind of spiritual vision to try to open some spiritual avenues. Amen. To the soul of man, saying, God, it's the greater things in the Spirit. It's the life in the Spirit. It's the things of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I desire, church. I want, amen, what God has to offer us. Why not reach out and get it by faith? Why not take, amen, amen, the Lord blesses with many benefits. We have many things. Not only shall he supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ our Lord, but we have great many benefits here in the kingdom of God because, amen, it's all for the asking, all for the seeking, all for the finding. If Jesus say in Matthew 7:7, seek, amen, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened, for he that asketh shall receive. For he that seeketh findeth, for he that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen. He desires to open up your avenue of your soul and give you a great anointing and the power of the Spirit of God that can well conceal. See, there's a Holy Ghost. There's a great power. There's something, amen, that God's given to the church of God. Amen. That we need to walk in. Amen. Hallelujah today. Can you say amen? Listen, the Lord baptized me, and I wasn't going to preach all together on the baptism. I'm just going to try. You can't help but to preach it all again. That's the way it is with holiness preacher. You try to get in sanctification, everything, Holy Ghost, back, everything, one message. Amen. It seems like we can't hear enough of it, though, if you're hungry for it. Amen. Amen. But back in February 1980, when I was seeking for the Holy Ghost, we went into revival at Mount Vernon Holiness Church back at that time, and a 2.5-week revival. There were 16 baptized in the Holy Ghost in that, amen, that revival, and I was one of them. Brother Mitchell Stevens was another one that was baptized. Some of you may know him. But anyway, amen. Oh, praise God, we'd pray. Most every service lasted past midnight, between 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was just hungry for the Holy Ghost. And I get in that altar, I seek God, and I get on my knees, and my knees go to sleep, you know. And I couldn't hardly stand up, and so I stood on my feet, and I stood for a long time praising God, and it seemed like I felt like Stephen. Amen. When the heavens had opened up, amen, no more like Stephen when he had seen Jesus on the right hand of the throne of God. I felt like, amen, I had so many people hitting me in the head and on the back and in the chest and everywhere else. I had to do something to get on my feet, amen, to look up. And when I raised my hands toward heaven, after I'd prayed a while, the Holy Ghost hit me in the top of my head, went down through my feet, and I began to roll, and I rolled under a pew somewhere. When I come to myself, I was looking up at some oak above my head, amen. Amen, under that pew there, praise God. And the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost back then. Amen, and things began to happen, just like my wife reminded me of 30 years ago. That was after, amen, I received the Holy Ghost. Just a month after is when we started dating. That same woman that married me, amen, was one of those others that was rolling. Amen, amen, praise God. And those altar services, she received the Holy Ghost in 1975. I received it in 1980. Amen, but when we started dating, I was dating a Holy Ghost-filled woman, amen. And that's all we've ever known in our house is Holy Ghost. Amen. I might as well just write it over the top of the door. If you come in, you're going to come in where the Holy Ghost is. Amen. Saints of God, and I'm telling you, I dedicated my children when they come out of the hospital. Amen. Glory to God. My youngest son is on fire for God, full of the Holy Ghost. My oldest son is stirred right now. He is stirred for God, but he's not where he needs to be right now. Amen. He's 27 years old. He needs to be selling out to God. Amen. But he can't get away from it. He calls for prayer continuously. He can't get away from it. When you got a praying mama and daddy's got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saints of God, it's going to do something to your children. It's going to do something to your household. Can you say amen? Let's give him a good hand clap of praise all over the house. Woo! I don't know about you, saints of God, but I feel it in my soul. Amen. 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 What you experience for yourself, you just can't seem to, amen, just give all the words to try to explain, amen, the baptism. Amen. But since this new beginning of the great anointing and the power of God, it began to awaken me and stir me. Things begin to change. Things begin to happen. Now, I want to preach, but there's all kind of thoughts coming in my head right now. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. But the Spirit, church, amen, is what we need. And that's what the Spirit tries to open to us. Amen. Amen. Going back to the flesh, let me first go back there. I said the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another, that you would not do the things you would. He said there in Romans 8, verse number 13, he who lives in the flesh shall surely die, but he that through the Spirit mortifies the deeds of the body, he shall live. To be carnally minded is death, but amen, to be spiritually minded brings forth life and peace. To be carnally minded is enmity against God. Amen. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But therefore, to be carnal is carnal. Christians are no more what the church of Corinth and what Paul was saying, that you're carnal. You're carnal Christians. What is that carnality, preacher? It's worldliness. It's worldly minded. That's why he said in James, amen, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He's got carnality in his life. He's got some kind of worldliness in his life. But God desires for the spiritual things. If Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, why can't I come to burn out on Sunday morning returning in the power of the Spirit? Why can't I come back Sunday night returning in the power of the Spirit? Why can't I witness tomorrow returning in the power of the Spirit? Amen. The Holy Ghost of God, church, desires for us to return in the power of the Spirit. What I face tomorrow, what I face next week, amen, what struggle and temptation and trial I go through. You say, now next Sunday might be quite different what it is this Sunday. But praise be to God, you know what keeps me? Amen. It's an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ that keeps me going back to the altar. Amen. Whether the flesh rises up against me, whether the flesh desires to give over to some sin, or, amen, looking at the wrong things or hearing the wrong things or even premeditating the wrong things. We know how it is in the flesh. We know how it is with the warfare that's going on in our minds. It's a continual thing that we have to war against. But church, as we were singing more than anything. You see, when I was in the camp meeting, I was raised up in the Pentecostal Fire Baptized Holiness Church for many years. Back when I was just a young boy, 10, 11, 12 years old, in them old camp meetings, I can remember, amen, my wife, before we were married, she'd be one of those, you know, was rolling in the shavings. And when they came up, you know, have that long hair down here. When they get up and try to rake those shavings out of that long hair. Amen. Couldn't put no comb through it, you know, because the shavings are badding up. And come on now, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think about that church and how those old, amen, not only old people, but young people seek God. And they was hungry for God. Hungry to receive the Holy Ghost. Praying through. Amen. Seeking the face of God. I can remember Brother Bill Prescott. I don't know if some of you, he pastors in Martinville, Virginia. Amen. Dear friend of mine, I knew back at that time, back in the 70s when he was teaching young boys. Amen. They'll count me and I was there. I will never forget June the 11th, 1976. I stood up in a count meeting service, raised up my hands. In 1976, I said, the Lord sanctified me tonight. And at that time, I didn't really know, amen, about sanctification. I didn't really know much about what I was actually testifying about. What I was, amen, more interested in was seeking God. I was just a young person, amen, just starting out as a teenager. I didn't really understand what was going on. Amen, but I was hungry for what those young people were seeking for. Amen, church, and all I knew to do is get down. I knew the second step was seeking for the work of sanctification in my life. And that's all I knew to do is testify the Lord sanctified me tonight. Amen, and I was hungry for God. You see, that never did leave me. Amen, after a few years, I drifted out of the church, amen, away from God. Amen, I started doing my own thing, just backslid. Amen, until that 16th birthday. Amen, oh yes, right before my 17th birthday. In 1979, when I went down to that altar, Brother Mitchell Stevens was there that morning. I took him by the hand and said, Brother, will you go with me to the altar? We went down and prayed, and I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Just 3 months later, the Lord baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, church, I've been on stir for God ever since then. I say it's real, it's not a counterfeit. The God's kept us all these years. There's been peace, there's been love, there's been unity. Why, preacher? Because of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's power in this thing to keep us in our temptation. Amen. And I want more of it, church. Oh, so much I could preach. But anyway, going back to Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit, went into the wilderness 40 days. I had a preacher friend of mine who fasted 40 days. And he said it changed his life. He said he'd go to work, come home, go up in the woods and pray, pray, pray. I had a Brush Arbor meeting back in 1988, in June of 88, and he was one of the preachers that come by and preach for me. I had just started preaching. The Lord called me on July the 1st, 1988, when I started preaching. Amen. I had Brother Ken Law, I had Brother Keith Speed, I had several ministers come by and preach during those Brush Arbor meetings. I had a Brush Arbor lasted about 4 or 5 months during the summertime of 1988. And Brother Coxey was one that was praying so oh, God, and we become friends at that time. Brother Danny Witt was coming around some of those meetings also. But anyway, amen. I remember him coming, and his countenance, just when he'd walk upon you, was so different because he was in the power of the Spirit. You know, church, in the power of the Spirit. And there that brother had preached, and he said, I just tell you what he told me. This is what he told me. He said back years ago he was under David Turrell's ministry. He come to find out it wasn't where he needed to be. He was enlightened on some things. He was enlightened on some. He said he come out of that church. He said for years he put money in that offering plate that he should have fed his child with. He keep from buying groceries to put on his table to put in that offering plate because he was so involved in this ministry. His wife got bitter. She left the church and never, far as I know, been in church since. That's been years ago because of things of being hurt and bitter and things. That's why you need to be careful how you follow man. You better follow God. You hear me this morning? That's why we need to be led by the Spirit. I'm just telling you, he'll tell you the same testimony I'm giving you today. He'll tell you, amen, if you're not really led by the Spirit of God, if you're not careful, you'll get involved in things, amen. Amen. Oh, yes. And you, amen, you better be careful, amen, who you follow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got to be under the submission and under the surrender of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not what I preach. You go to your Bible and you follow along with me. Amen. You follow the scriptures for yourselves. You pray. You let the Spirit lead you. Let the Spirit teach you. Listen, it's spiritually written, spiritually discerned. Only the Holy Ghost can reveal unto you. But men can pray. Men can fast. Like my brother did. And God began to reveal to him. He said he was walking in the Spirit so much that while he was praying, this woman come to his mind. He didn't even know the woman. Never met her. Didn't know her name. But he said that when he went to church that night, the Lord showed him what color dress she'd have on, exactly what it looked like. And so sure enough, she come in. That was the description of that dress she had on. He just walked up to this woman and began to tell her what God had told him to tell her. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Returning in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And once he gave her what the Lord had given him to give her, her life was changed and never was the same. You see what I'm saying? Amen. That's why with Paul, if he had the revelation of third heaven, you're talking about revelations. You're talking about the Apostle Paul. What about a man, amen, it was sold out to God. Amen. Praise the Lord like he was. Amen. Oh, yes, giving himself over to the gospel. Amen. I'm sure he desired to have a wife, but he had no wife. He was sold out for the gospel. He was sold out for Jesus Christ. Amen. If he could say no more, and I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That was the Apostle Paul. That's his testimony. Listen, the Apostle Paul could say, I'm the chiefest of all sinners. Listen, church, if he's the chief, we're the Indians. And come on, why can't we get in the tribe together? Why can't we get together and pull together and worship together? Amen. Praise God. We're in the family of God. Amen. We're in the kingdom of God. What is it, preacher? It's joy and righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. And I'm walking in it, amen. Hallelujah. I'm walking in the Spirit, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It pays off. Amen. Listen. Back when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, I used to strap that old guitar and get up and sing some of my cousins. And it was always in my heart to serve God. You know, church, all these many years have passed. And I've never been one. I know I've grown weak a lot of times, discouraged a lot of times. We all do. Get weak in the faith. Amen. But many times, my wife can just tell you, you know, I just break down and cry like a baby. I always had a desire to serve God. It's always been deep in my heart. I can feel it now. And the Lord knows I don't want to stray from Him. That he knows that deep longing in my soul. Amen. To serve him with all my heart. That's not saying I hadn't failed God. That's not saying I hadn't even sinned against God. There has been times I've done wrong. There has been times I've grown weak over these many years that I've been in the faith. But church, there was something that it brought that condemnation to me, that Spirit of God, that I'd have to get along. You know, I built altars. I built places to pray and preach. Amen. You know, in places I've been, and I preached in the prisons, I preached on the streets, I preached, amen, most anywhere that a man would desire to preach in our area, in our local area. Amen. But I've been there, and I know what it is to preach. I know what it is to feel the anointing. I know what it is to pray, and I know what it is to seek God. I know what it is to receive. And there's nothing compared to it. There'll never be no comparison. There'll never be anything. It's not in material things, materialistic things. Amen. Oh, yes, no. The abundance of the things down here. Amen. I thank God for what I do have and what God's blessed me. But church, I don't build all those things. Amen. 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 Still, just like I feel it this morning, God knows the deep down longing in my heart. Lord, I want to serve you, God. I want to serve you, God, with all that is within me. And he went on and he done a work in my life. And when he called me to preach, that great Holy Ghost, amen, praise God, in my first message, when I preached about the splendor of heaven, I pray it be my last message. I'll enter to the portals of glory. And that's where I'll be in the presence of Jesus. Amen, church, we got to have some kind of determination. In what Paul said, I am persuaded
I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I am persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Serve God. Can I preach? Is that all right? Amen. I don't want to weary you too long. Back on July the 1st, 1988, it was on a Friday afternoon. At that time, I had a supervisor's job in Kendall plant over in Seneca. And I had a few employees working under me, and it was time for us to get off for July the 4th vacation. And so it was slow at that time. I had sent them back to the plant with a truck of raw materials, and we had forklift operators in the warehouse, and I had them to take all things back to the warehouse. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I had a couple of hours just to waste because I was waiting the time to go home. It was vacation time. I had a clock radio back there at the back desk, back there at the back of that warehouse. And I went back there, and I started praying. I started breaking down. I just started weeping. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, church. Go over and turn on that radio. And I had it on WRAF in Tocoa Falls, Georgia. That's where I had it stationed. I reached over there and flipped that switch on that radio. One of the first words this man said, I want to tell you out there in radio land today how the Lord called me to preach. When he said that, it was like a dagger went in my heart. I said, God, you're trying to tell me you want me to preach? I can't do that. Amen, Lord. I can't preach. I just wept and wept for about 30 minutes. I cried. I couldn't cry no more. I said, Lord, it must go farther than that. You must give me your word. I had a little Gideon's test up on my desk. I went over and picked it up, flipped it over to 1 Corinthians. I believe it's chapter 6, verse 4, where Paul said, approving myself as the minister of God through necessities and afflictions. And when he said that, I said, God, if you'd have me to preach, I'll preach. But I feel like Moses. If you don't go with me, I'll not go. He said, wait on your ministry. 3 years I waited on God. I preached in nursing homes. I preached all over the place trying to fulfill what God was calling me to do. Many times I go in and I call my wife, honey. I say, honey, do you think I'm called to preach? She said, I can't tell you that. I knew that when I asked her. I just struggle with that. I said, no, it can't be me. I said, Lord, why would you have me to carry this gospel? Why would you have me to preach? Amen. In 1990, I was coming home from work one day, and I turned on the radio, and that song, There's a Miracle in the Making, was on. And I started weeping. I said, God, you're trying to tell me there's a miracle in the making. Amen. And I went home, told my wife, I said, I feel that God's called me to do something. I don't know what to do. I don't know what God's doing, but he's doing something in my life, and I'm struggling with this thing. Amen. So I told her a little bit later, I feel like God's calling me to establish a church to preach. She said, no. We had been in our church for over 10 years. We was teachers there. We was workers there. I played the bass for years. Amen. I was involved in my church. I didn't want to leave my church either. She didn't want to leave. That's where we was raising our children. Amen. Amen. On June the 23rd, 1991, I was in the altar praying. I'm just telling this for the glory of God. I say for the glory of God, how the spiritual things will begin to open. Amen. Amen. She was on one altar, one side, I was on the other. Everybody else had sat down. I looked over and I could, amen, hear her praying. I was the only one praying. And God give us the assurance, amen, that morning. Step out in faith. Amen. I'll bless you. Amen. Praise God. And I started to work for God. pastored that church for 15 and a half years. Pastored the other church in Easy for 3 years. And here I am here at Burdine this morning. All these years have passed. What are you trying to say, preacher? Once you first go back to the very beginning and you're what with God, you begin to search yourself. You begin to build an altar. You begin to build a relationship. You begin to spend time with God. You'll come to know that God is, amen, working your life like a puzzle. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know at times that we struggle in being in God, in the center of God's will at times. But God knew my heart, and God was saying, I'm the son, if you only devote and dedicate yourself to an altar and build that relationship with me, I'll open up the avenues. And when God spoke to me on July the 1st of 88 to wait on my ministry in the Word, wait on thy ministry, proving yourself as the minister of God through afflictions and necessities of life. Amen. I signed the first contract on the lease of our building, amen, on July the 1st, 1991, 3 years to the day. Amen. I pastored my first church, which was an old Wesleyan church building. On Kiowee Lake, that church was a nice little old church. It had everything inside, the piano, the pews. Only thing it did not have was inside plumbing. It had an old outhouse on the outside. That didn't alarm me one bit. Amen, praise God. We started having service, the power of God fall. Amen, we didn't have no air conditioning. We put fans in the windows. Amen, it was during the summertime. It was hot. Amen. The power of God would fall July the 4th, 1991 on the Amen Thursday night. We was having service. Amen. The people was laid out on the altar for over 2 hours seeking the face of God. And I'm telling you, church, just God began to just open up things and open up things and open up things for us. Amen. And we was all excited about the ministry. We got so excited. One of my first cousins, he said, you know what I'm going to do, brother? He said, we need a men and a women's outhouse. We went out there and built another one. Did you know I have people wouldn't even come to my church because there was no inside plumbing? Come on. Come on now. But we was going on anyway, praise God. We was excited about the work of God. Amen. That church building was up for sale, and we was there about 5 months, and here come this Baptist preacher walking in one Sunday night, and he said, I'm going to buy this place. We didn't have nowhere to go. 2 weeks later, I was in the town of Westminster. Went to an old warehouse, had dust all over the walls, just old pallets laying everywhere, just old antiques. Amen. Concrete floor, when it had an auto mechanic shop in there, there's big grease spots on the floor. She wanted $500 a month for that building. Amen. And I went to her one day and I said, listen here, we want to have a church here somehow. Hey, amen, will you reduce the rent? She said, I'll let you have it for $250 a month. Brother Joel, we went in there. We put them pallets and stacked them up on top of one another and nailed them down. Went to the Salvation Army, throwed carpet across that thing, tack it in. My daddy built me an old pulpit stand, wouldn't hardly stay up there. And we started preaching, brother. Not into fancy things, you hear me? A lot of these churches want to build big churches and nice churches. Yes, we try to beautify the house of God the best we can. But that's all they care for is bigger things and bigger things. And amen, popularity of worldly things and worldly money things. And it comes to selfishness and greed. Amen, but when you come as humble as Salvation Army of carpet, amen, and old pallets, amen, that we put together, we throwed up wall, put wafer board on the wall, built a wall out of wafer board. Took carpet, put it over those oil spots. I drove all the way to Clinton, South Carolina, bought some old count meeting pews. We had sat down, I remember Brother Keith Speed, he'd sat down and some of those old rough edges on those pews would pick his pants, you know. These old dress pants, it don't take much of a splinter to pick them things, brother. That's the kind of pews we had him slatted where they do this. That's the best we could do, brother. But it met the need, amen. Took out an oil based paint and we put them on them pews. I mean, we were slopping that paint. Me and old Brother Gene, we were shouting the Holy Ghost while we was painting. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have to go continue part two later on. That's just the way it is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I'm just saying this, church, is this. God knows. When it comes to the spiritual things, God's saying, return in the power of the Spirit. When it comes, amen, building an altar, return in the power of the Spirit. When you go down to the river fishing, I've been up there trout fishing, up there on Chalky River. I get down there by myself. I stepped on some old moss one day, and my feet went, I hit my back and thought I broke my back. I was by myself down the river. Wasn't nobody there but me. And I didn't know where to move. I didn't know what to do. That old green moss in that water, if you ain't careful, they'll put you down in a hurry. I was trout fishing. All of a sudden, I went on my back, and I laid there and looked up toward the sky. I said, God, I don't know if it's broke. Here I am down here. I'm by myself. Ain't nobody with me. I'm down here fishing by myself. Amen. All I could hear was that peaceful river, those waters flowing. I decided after I laid there a while, if I'd turn a little bit, and I turned, I had some movement. I didn't know if I had any movement or not. I really had a fear about moving. And I got up on my feet. Said, thank you, Jesus. Nothing broken. I walked out of that place. What it is, I get carried away trout fishing. I go miles down the river. Amen. You get so carried away fishing, you get way off down there by yourself. Just you and the Lord, that old peaceful river flowing. I get down on that old fishing bank, hang my legs over the side of that bank, fish, not really wanting to fish, just enjoying the nature and the creation of God. It seemed like I could just hear him in those waters. Son, I love you. Amen. Praise God. You know, when I go through a struggle, church, or I go through a trial, I'd want to grab my fishing pole, and there I'd go. I'd get down on that old fishing bank, just me and the Lord, and he'd speak to me, church. That's what it all, God said, get along with me. I'll speak to you, son. Spend some time with me. Brother Jeff, that's what he wants to do, spend some time with him. And look how we come short so many times. Look how we have fallen, amen, short on a lot of things in this life. Amen. But God desires to speak to his church. He desires to give us the best things of life. He'll feed you. He'll lead you. He'll prosper you. Amen. Be one and just say, Lord, here I am. Just send me. Let me speak to somebody. Amen. Let me help someone, God. Amen. But I must be led by the Spirit to be able to do that. We are ambassadors of Christ. If we sit out in our walk with God, church, we must be led by the Spirit. If we're going to return in the power of the Spirit to help somebody in this last road, amen, we must be led. It's already 10 after 12. What about that, Brother Sonny? I'd have probably wearied you too long, brother. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But that's what's wrong with this church. We get in a hurry sometimes, don't we? God help us. But God's wanting to help us here this morning. I could just preach and preach and preach. My wife says, if you feel it, keep going with it. I say, well, I'll be here too long to do that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I love you, church. I just want to give a little bit what the Lord's given to me. Amen. I like to share things. I like to help people. And I'm here to help you. Amen. You're here to help me. We're pulling this thing together. Amen. 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 I tried to pull that wagon up the hill long enough by myself, but I found out if somebody helps me, it makes it a lot more easier. Amen. Can you say that, Brother Joel? Amen, brother. You're going to help me pull, Brother Joel? Jeff, I need you to pull with me, brother. Amen. Can I have a witness? Can I have a witness out there? Come on now. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise all over the house this morning. Amen. I say, do you love the Lord? Let's give him a good hand clap of praise. Do you love him this morning, church? You thank God that you're here. You thank God for what he's done for you. Amen. Why can't we worship God? Why can't we praise him a little while? Say, oh yes, praise him. You see these shoes right here? Whoops, it's done slid off. You see these pair of shoes I got on right here? Amen. I pulled them out of the closet this morning. I looked down. I'm like his brother back here. It said this morning to Goodwill. I had a sticker on the bottom of them. You see them shoes? Now look, they don't look like they've been worn, have they? I picked them things up, put them on the top shelf, and didn't even know I had them. Forgot I had them. And I put them on this morning. They're so stiff. I'm just trying to break them in. Look at there. Trying to put some creases in them things. I walked up my wife this morning. I laid them on the counter. I said, these pair of shoes. And I flipped them over. Had that Goodwill sticker on the bottom. I said, look at there. I get $4 for them. That's a $40 pair of shoes. I mean, look at there. $4. Amen. Praise God. They sell them a pair of hammers for $40 to $45 a pair. Come on now. Yeah, I can run across them at the Goodwill. So that preacher ain't got no pride in him, does he? Amen. Praise God. He ain't got a bit of me. My wife, you know what she tells me when we go? Make sure you pull the sticker off the bottom of them shoes now. You'll be down to the altar and that, amen, that thing's going to start shining as sure as the world. Amen. Glory to God. It don't make no difference if I give $4 or $40. God give them to me anyway. Praise God. I'm going to wear them anyway. Praise God. Woo! Do you love him, church? Amen. Come on now, brother. You with me, ain't you? Amen. I love you people here. Praise God. Hey, man, I'm just going along with you this morning, Brother Lanier. I just appreciate it so much. Appreciate the welcome, warm welcome. Appreciate the opportunity to preach. Hey, man, but listen, church, we ain't got much time left. What little time we do have, we need to do something for God. Pull together here. Help Brother Lanier all you can. Be with him. I know you have. I know you have for so long, but I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what your situation may be. But I tell you here, hey man, when I sell in the church, I'm there. I won't be, if I'm not here, I'm either preaching or on Wednesday night I work late. I work about 28 miles from home, then about 25 miles more on down here to church. And some Wednesday nights I won't be able to be here. I work all day long. And but brother, I don't want to miss church. We started missing some Wednesday night service. My wife said, we ain't been doing this, amen, for almost 30 years now. I don't like it, but it's just the situation I'm in right now. I can't change that. Right now, I can't change. I'm working full-time. I was pastoring full-time, almost full-time. I was working one day a week. I'm SLED certified security officer, and I'm working in places and working with people. And I'm just going on my journey. I don't know from week to week what I'll be doing. I don't know who may call me. But as long as I'm here, Brother Lanier, know I'll try to support him, help him the best I can.
Bless him, Lord.
Because I got my heart in it. You know, I'm not saying this just because me and my wife, but once we're there, we're there. And we're supported the best way we can. Because I believe in that, don't you? Why can't we give the church all we got? Church, he's given us all we have. We need to back one another and support one another the best we can. And listen, God will bless you for it. Amen. We're in this thing for the long haul. Amen. Praise God. But I say we're in it for the long haul.
Glory to God.
Last Sunday, we went out into the fellowship hall and had dinner. I don't guess we left here. I didn't leave here at 2 o'clock. I don't know why. I can't put this mic down this morning. Amen. I just can't hardly do it, buddy. Amen. I love you, church, this morning. It's wonderful just to feel God's love and His warmth and His presence to be a child of God. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Brother, this world couldn't hold the things. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, would you, brother? Amen. Maybe me and my wife can sing. There's a song. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. I traded my sins for salvation, but I got the best of the trade. You ever heard that song? I traded my sins for salvation. I got the best of the trade.
Hallelujah.
You know what? That's the way I feel. I got the best of the trade.
Praise God. Let us all stand if you would. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every head bowed, every eyes closed. Let's just pray together. Father, we're thankful.